The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
There's a saying that women love shoes. You know, they're kind of slightly obsessed with shoes. I'm sure you've seen that in your girlfriend or your wife. But what about men? I'll tell you what, over the years, the men's shoes market has really been expanding, okay? That's because we are starting to appreciate shoes as much as women. I like to think we've learned a thing or two from them. Well, various big brands, big names are actively coming out with their own range of shoes for men in every season. We've got a guest of ours in the studio, ex-Southeast Asia and Oceania CEO for Bay, Aldo Lepari. Now, he made the brave move to leave his job and open up his brand of men's shoes, and it's called Alod. Why did he make the move? How's the men's shoes market here in Singapore? I'm very curious to find out. I'm looking forward to this conversation. Aldo Lepari, president and founder of Alod. Good morning and welcome to the studio.
Morning, Elliot.
Let's talk a little bit about Alod. I have a lot of friends my own age, and we've seen that progression in the past. You don't care, you just buy a pair of shoes, leather shoes. It can last 6 months maybe. Yeah. Now people are investing more, bespoke shoes and whatnot. How did Alod come about?
Well, Alod is an idea that I came out with after I left my executive position, as you said, as a CEO of Southeast Asia. And it's something that I always wanted to do. It's a product that meets the requirements of the clients, and it doesn't impose fashion or trends, okay, but analyze the needs and satisfy the needs of the people. Okay. It's a product that is made in taking care of the main three important things for me to develop a great shoes, which is a quality, style, and comfort. It's what I call the QAC factor. Okay.
Why did you choose the name Alod? What does it mean?
Alod is a major of two names. Aldo is my real name.
Your first name, yeah.
Yeah, first name. And Alod is the Alod things that I did in my life. So when I used to tell about my experience in life, you have a different, several different backgrounds that people used to say to me, well, that's Alod, Aldo. That's Alod things that you did. And I said, why not? So see, people came to Alod. They say, merge Aldo and Alod. And Alod and Aldo makes Alod. So now the next time people say it's Alod in a slang way, say you may name my company many times from the DDA.
Aldo, you talked about the many or the a lot of things that you've done in your life. And yeah, one of it, I'm surprised to find out, is that you were an ex-Italian Navy Special Forces commando.
Correct.
How many years were you in the force?
I spent five of the most exciting periods of my life in the Navy Italian Navy. It's very selective. Mm-hmm. Actually, the Incursori di Marina, the elite first, one of the first elite team in the world. Mm. Yeah, the Navy SEALs were based and created based on the Incursori di Marina. Mm-hmm. And it was a great time. You know, I decided that it was a time to leave, reach always a certain period of your life that you have to decide where to move. Yeah. And I was done with the Incursori di Marina, and I wanted to take a new challenge. So I started all over again, mm-hmm, reaching the top level in the Special Forces, dropped the job, and went to London and started as a stockroom boy.
Okay.
That's where I started my career and ended up like many years after as a CEO.
And how has your experience in the Navy and Special Forces helped you in terms of navigating your life in fashion?
Well, it helped me as roles and having discipline and following rules, stick to the views and having vision. Mm-hmm. And that it taught me a lot. Yeah, I have to say it helped me a lot in my life. There are many principles in the Special Forces.
Aldo Lepari, president and founder of Alod, in the studio with me. Let's talk about the brand Alod. What is your business model like? Could you share a little bit in terms of price range?
My price range, just comparing to, since I'm coming from the luxury industry, and my price point at least 40% cheaper than the luxury industry. Okay. Although I have the same suppliers and the same quality of our products. I don't invest in big tanks of the celebrity, big advertising companies, and I don't use any influencers. So cutting all these costs has a great results and impact. I'm really focused on the quality of the products in the B2B market. That's my role model.
And I'm thinking your demographic, obviously you're appealing to men who would love to own luxury brands, maybe can't quite afford, and this is a good way to have the best of both worlds?
Correct. It's my target is 30 and above.
Sure.
It's a man who is secure, who knows what he wants, and is well educated. There are a big segment of people who don't follow just the name of the brand,
yeah.
but cares about the quality.
Yeah.
And many surprised that the men are quite conscious about the quality. My products appeal for most of that people.
Let's talk a little bit about, I mean, your target market. And it's quite interesting. I've noted this as well in the past, say, 3-4 years. A lot of men really willing to enjoy quality more as compared to the past. Maybe we've learned a thing or two from our female counterparts. But why do you think men have such emphasis on quality shoes now? Why do you think they want good shoes?
Well, men is more conscious on the quality because men is more loyal to the products
sure.
and to the brand that he uses. He's very selective in selecting a brand, but differently for the women, they are followed and affected more for the trend and the fashion. Men stuck into the quality and the service and the products that he gets.
Okay.
He's more loyal, let's say, as a client
okay.
than the woman.
Do you think that as men, because I think in the past, well, at least in my father's time, the men back then are willing to show loyalty and spend more in electronics. Do you think that's evolved into like areas of your fashion, your shirt, your pants, your shoes?
No, it's just that the offer has been expanded compared
right,
to
okay.
before. Before, the offer used to be limited and only for a few people.
Okay.
With the development of the economies in many countries and so on, the offer has increased. The development of the industry has also increased the expertise. So there are many countries who didn't used to make shoes before or many other products
sure.
have expanded in making the products. Then the market will decide who is good and who is not. And, you know, that's how it was. But the offer has expanded, and that's why it's good for the market. The competition
yeah.
increase. And people are more conscious. In fact, people have the ability and capacity of evaluating, actually. By before, you had only a few choices, and you were almost like a forced buying that brand.
Yeah.
Now you can decide to buy different brands, and you might regret and coming back to the where you were before.
Okay. Okay.
So it's good for the market.
Is there a preference in style for men, you know, comparing between Asia and Europe, for example?
Not much difference, actually. We are almost like, you know, all connected.
Yeah.
The Asian styles are more or less into the men, more the sleeky style, the executive style, you
right.
know, the kind of shoes. But I would say almost more or less the same. I don't see many differences. No, the difference is maybe compared to the construction of the shoes.
Sure.
Maybe a trend, which I try to teach and to offer in here. Because we live in a tropical area, 35 degrees and average temperature. I like to offer some shoes which are more lighter and more comfortable,
right.
contrary to the more thicker and heavier shoes they might use in Europe in certain countries, which is reflect their weather. And it's a matter of education. So there are summer shoes yeah. and winter shoes.
And how you maintain the shoes as well.
Correct.
We see, and just to compare, we see women, they spend a lot of money on shoes and they collect them and there's a whole closet full of them. Is it the same with men? Are we seeing men have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pairs of shoes now?
Yes, yes, they are. They are not, actually, they do. Well, actually, the ideal is to have a 7 pair of shoes in your wardrobe.
One for it. Actually, you're supposed
yeah.
to rotate your shoes every
Correct.
Day, right?
You don't have to wear the same shoes
yeah.
every day. The
yeah.
ideal would be to change one shoes every day mm-hmm. in order to give the time to readapt, and you wear one pair of shoes every day.
Okay.
So the idea is to have a 7 pair of shoes, or at least 5, you know, the working day, considering
That's
5 days a
yeah.
week. Yeah,
yeah,
at least 5 pair of shoes, yes.
We talked about this earlier on, and you mentioned briefly how men are not as brand conscious, they're more quality conscious. Why is that? Do you think this plays out as an advantage for you? Because you were from luxury brands.
Correct.
Now you've started a lot. Do you think it plays out in terms of advantage where a man, a customer, just judges you on your quality, not your brand?
Correct. It's true. Well, the man, luckily we've been educated, you know,
yeah.
from our fathers, as you said, buying quality shoes and so on. So the quality shoes makes the brand. So the man, the difference between the man and the woman is that the man always aim to reach good quality of shoes in order to gain. So the brand gives the security and the brand needs to deliver quality of shoes. On my case, that's how I'm leveraged. In fact, I say the pursuit of quality, style, and comfort. And the people start to come back to me and to know me for that great products, which is
right.
the same of quality, style, and comfort. And that's what I mean.
Reputation
yeah.
grows from
Correct.
There.
Correct. And yeah. that grows. And that's how I build it. And in addition to that, I focus on the client needs.
Right.
I don't dictate fashion. I'm really study what the client wants, and based on the client wants, I try to deliver it. This is why the reason why I founded my company in here in Singapore, and it's focused on the Southeast Asia market, Asia in general, which that's, and I deliver products which is true to the season and to the needs of the area.
And if you think about it, delivering on client needs for the client, for a conservative man, for example, it takes away that pressure of, oh, I don't have to keep up with fashion. I'm getting a shoe that I need, as opposed to something that everyone want to look at. Although I'm curious about the shoemaking process, could you describe it for us, and where do you come in this entire process?
Well, the shoemaking process, there are different ways of making shoes. You know, there is the blade construction shoes, which are stitched the upper with the sole, the inner sole. Mm-hmm. There is the Goodyear construction, and there are the cemented construction. The cemented construction is the cheaper and faster, which are the glued. The two others, which are the blade and the Goodyear, the blade are stitched, they're hand-stitched, or the sole with the upper and the inner sole. The difference between the Blake and the Goodyear has an extra lining inside in the leather, which is the first is stitched with the upper and the inner sole. Okay. And the second, they have an additional sole. So they are more thicker, and let's say, but the reason why those are made is it compared to with the Blake construction, the Goodyear results heavier and stiffer. I make principally only the blade construction. For the simple reason is the shoes are mainly, they are lighter, and I make the blade and the sacchetto construction, the Bologna construction, what they call. Then I'll explain you after that.
Okay.
The blade construction, it's a lighter, is a thinner, and a more durable. In addition to that, I offer also the half rubber sole, which is true to this season, which is protect the soles. We have a heavy rain, wet all the time, and it protects the sole. So what happened is if you have a lighter shoes, your feet will suffer less because you're in heat. But if you wear heavier shoes, although they say people will last longer and all the other things, you will have a heavier shoes. The reason why the Goodyear is founded in England, you know, is an English way of making the shoes. The English way is cold, wet, and humid. And of course, they build the products to their needs.
Yeah.
And this comes back to what I was saying before. I deliver things which is true to the people. We live in 35 degrees. We don't live in the same climate of England. So I tend to make this kind of shoes. The other construction that I was telling you, the Sacchetto Bologna construction, it's a super flexible sole. The way it is made is like a tubular. And the upper and inner sole are more independent, although they are stitched together with a sole.
Okay.
The result that you can bend almost from 180 degrees, the shoes. And that follows the natural movement of the feet. And that gives the extremely comfortable. And the addition of that, I always take care of the inner sole, which is the more cushion in order to give the softness.
I'd like to touch on a little bit more sensitive topic. A lot of talk in the papers now, in the news now, some kind of a recession. We might be having a recession. Maybe, maybe not. Is this something of concern to you? And do you think that will affect the spending habits of men who are looking for good quality shoes?
Well, always when there are financial crises and on, there is always a drop in the sales.
Sure.
In effect, my segment of the market, I've never been focused to the lower end.
Okay.
And I'm in the middle high level. Well, I might have some drops, but they are more steady. The other thing is, it comes to my advantage is I have, as I said, between 40 to 50% cheaper to luxury, although I deliver the same quality of shoes. Well, the top guys are starting coming down to see and to look into my product. So I don't think I will be much affected. I don't still feel this effect actually growing, and is a positive to me. So sometimes, as you say, you know, as the Roman used to say, your death, my survival.
Fair enough.
There is always someone benefits from the drop of the market.
Yeah, fair enough, because there is still a need for that. Very quickly, how are your sales numbers like in terms of store versus online? Because you have, we can find a lot at Takashimaya department store, right?
Yeah.
Which is doing better?
Well, Takashimaya department store, the retail store still is the main player.
Okay.
Because you still need to... The online buying is your client, once they get to know you and they know the fitting and all the things, they are more confident in buying online because they know what is their size and how they fit to your brand.
Sure.
So there are a few who buys from online, but the main one are still in the store. And I encourage people to go to the store try the shoes so they can have a more better experience. They can see the touch of products. Once they realize the quality and the kind of products, and they get confident to the fitting, then it may be that after they start buying. But my main income comes from the store in Takashimaya store.
All right. And finally, to wrap up, what's next for Alot? Any expansion plans?
Correct. It's an expansion plan. You know, Indonesia is my second main important clients in my business. Indonesia and Thailand in Southeast Asia. And I've always, you know, looking for other opportunity or investors you want to come. I'm more than welcome to evaluate, to expand in the market.
I've been speaking with Aldo Lipari, president and founder of Alot in the studio. It's been a pleasure. Take care and have a great weekend ahead.
Thank you. Likewise.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.